The pasuk says, "V'zocharto es kol aderech asher alicha Hashem lekecha zerbo mishono." Remember the way Hashem took you on these past 40 years, Bamidbar, in the desert. Mesuzah Yesharim tells us right at the beginning of the sefer, all circumstances in this world, whether good or bad, they're all tests for a person. Poverty and wealth, both tests. Tranquility and suffering, all tests. It's all to give us an opportunity to emerge triumphant. Life is one long test. This awareness makes it all more palatable, more bearable. We're told to remember what went on in the desert. That was an example of life. There were trials and tribulations for 40 years in the Midbar. But also remember how Hashem protected us throughout. And of course, the pain cleanses us. And the pain will be a catalyst for considerable reward. Sometimes, in this world, it could be that things will work out. And sometimes, we'll have to wait for the reward till the next world. But again, the Midbar teaches us that there's good and bad, but there's all one purpose, to test us. Napoleon once wanted to spy on the morale of the Russian troops. So he snuck into Russia with a general, and they were disguised as Russian peasants. In the bar, they were listening to conversations of Russian soldiers. And one of them all of a sudden looked up and said, "Look at that guy, he looks like Napoleon." The others were looking their way. Napoleon froze. They were in grave danger. His general, also dressed as a peasant then, screamed at him, "You lazy good-for-nothing, go get me a drink. Get me a drink from the bar right now." He went, spilled a drink. The general now hit him. And then he said, "No, I want to give you an incentive to do it right next time." And he gave him another slap across the face. "Get the job done right now." And all the soldiers were watching, rolling with laughter. And of course, that couldn't be Napoleon. He might look like him, but there's no way that's Napoleon. Napoleon wouldn't accept that. When they returned to France, the general was nervous. What would happen now? Those slaps he gave the emperor. He was called in to Napoleon, and Napoleon reminded him of what had happened in that bar. The general was trembling. Napoleon called out, "For those two slaps, you get 1,000 francs each, a total of 2,000 francs. Those slaps saved my life." And there are moments in life that we are slapped. We're slapped hard. And these are tests to see if we can rise above the challenge and still recognize it's all good. Just like Napoleon slaps were for his benefit, when we get slaps, it's for our benefit. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Tov Meitiv, if we don't understand. As the pasuk in this week's parasha tells us, "Kash yase ish es benoi keim Hashem lekech miyasrego." Just like a father gives punishment to his son, so too Hashem punishes us. And sometimes, not always will we see it, but sometimes we pass the test, we accept it all from Hashem, and then things will start going well. When we're matzdik the din, Hashem might remove the Torah. We say in davening, "Kinevecho Hashem, kinevecho yisparadu." When you recognize, "Kinehine oyvecho," who are your enemies? And you can understand the pasuk, Hashem. When you recognize it's not really the enemies, it's Hashem doing it to you. Then, "Kinehine oyvecho yisparadu." Your enemies then, they will divide up, they'll scatter. When you realize it's coming from Hashem, when you must stick the din. But let's keep in mind what we say also, we're going to start saying in a week's time, in the David Hashem Oyer V'Yishi, "Im tachne olay machne," if there's a camp against me, "B'zois ani b'teach," that means there's a camp against me, I have a nisoyan, I have troubles, tribulations, "B'zois ani b'teach," I trust in this. What is b'zois? All Mefarsh discuss. In this I trust. What is the this? So I think it's as Farsamis explains, "Im tachne olay machne," if there's an encampment against me, if I'm suffering, "b'zois," in the fact that I'm having that sorrow, "ani b'teach," that assures me that I can overcome it. The Ribbono Shel Olam wouldn't give me that test if I couldn't conquer it. Everything, as we mentioned earlier, is nisoyan. Everyone who recognizes that during the difficult, the painful, the stressful times, that itself eases the fear. The fear, which is so crippling, which prevents us from moving forward, from accomplishing. We have to keep in mind the famous words, Kol ha'olam kuloi, this whole world is a gesher tzar mo'od, is a narrow bridge. We're constantly crossing bridges, trying to get to the other side. V'ho'eka, though, the main thing is, loy lefache klal, not to live in fear at all. If we live in fear, mitzvah Hashem, we will get to the other side.